Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, I am joined with Ann Morse, the executive director of Manna Soup Kitchen located in Durango. Manna Soup Kitchen is not only the largest, but one of the few soup kitchens that we have in our region. Ann, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on here because things have been changing moment to moment in times of COVID. And what I'd like to focus today on is the ability for Manna Soup Kitchen to step up and serve those in need a hot Thanksgiving meal.
We're really fortunate and glad we can do that. It kind of happened just in the last couple weeks that we found out that we were going to be doing that. That's traditionally a day that our staff takes off. Because we always do serve Christmas and all the other holidays. So we weren't expecting it, but we're so fortunate to have the resources and the support to be able to serve Thanksgiving meal this year.
So in the past, the big traditional Thanksgiving dinner that's been going on for decades in La Plata County is down at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. In lieu of COVID and as everything's pivoting, let's talk about safety protocols that are in place and what this looks like for Manna to step in.
In the past, they've served over 650 meals in a given day. And so with all the protocols in place, it is going to be a grab-and-go style meal. So all of the meals will be individually boxed and bagged with silverware ready to go. So really, it's going to be about people coming up to Manna, and we're going to be distributing as many meals as possible to whoever shows up. So it will be a meal that they take with them and, you know, have to eat, at their house.
And in the past too, another thing that has switched is it's been a day long event of feeding people. Those 650 meals, that is spread out throughout hours.
It's going to be from 10 to 12 on Thursday. We do have some volunteers coming at different times to pick up some bigger group meals that are going to be distributed to the VOA, Lumion, Purple Cliffs. And so if you do know of an organization out there that needs meals, please call us and we can set up a special delivery time for them.
And cities across the nation right now are experiencing wait lines for food banks more than they have ever seen in our country's history. Are you seeing the same need for services here in Southwest Colorado?
Yeah, La Plata County, I mean, just at Manna, we've seen our meals increase by, 100%. So last month, we did around 9,000 meals, where the year before, we had only done around 5,000. We also are in contact with the Durango Food Bank. And same thing, we're distributing more food and groceries than we ever have before. And then the barrier of transportation, being a rural community, even impacts it more. Without the schools running, those are daily meals that a lot of the food insecure children were receiving. And now without the bus system and without that transportation, we're seeing more people go hungry.
And I think of people today that might be listening that might have more than somebody else and is thankful for a lot. As the executive director of Manna, the largest soup kitchen in the region, what does Manna need right now in this moment and beyond Thanksgiving?
Really, we're taking all sorts of donations because really we're seeing a need in so many areas. So anybody can drop off food. We take food donations Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. We also are taking donations for winter clothing that we've been distributing. We take donations for camping gear and then also monetary support, where you can go to our website and donate online.
Ann Morse, Executive Director of Manna Soup Kitchen in Durango, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.